Monday through Friday, daily devotional. Hi, welcome to the devotional. We are going to see Genesis chapter 32 today. Jacob had left Laban behind. Then the angels of God met him. And Jacob said, "This is God's camp." It is an encouragement from God that he is going to be with Jacob. However, Esau lies ahead. Jacob said in verse 11, "Deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he will come and smite me and the mother with the children." Jacob is weak, he is fallible, he is frail, but he has God. Jacob cannot do anything without God. Same way, my beloved, we cannot even take the next breath without the grace of God. God is glorified in our helpless and weak condition. Then that's the time we fall at the feet of God. But it shouldn't be. We should fall at the feet of God all the time, realizing that we are frail, weak creatures. But what a blessing it is to be able to go to our God all times and pour out our hearts before Him. For our God will be our helper. And that early morning we can go to God, and in the night time we can go to God. He is our near and dearest friend, in joy and in sorrow. Jacob realized how sinful, wicked, miserable he was. He saw his errors of sin as he cheated his father with the help of his mother. In Genesis 32 verse 10 says, as Jacob said, "I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of the truth." Jacob realized that he is not worthy of the least of all the mercies. If any mercy comes from God to us, because of His grace, because we don't deserve any mercy. We deserve the opposite of mercy, the wrath of God. But Jacob said, "I'm not worthy of the least of all the mercies." Here we see Jacob's humility and unworthiness before God. Prayer begins in humility of your heart. Realize you are helpless, worthless, and you cannot do anything without the grace of God. Pride has no place. Pride is the haughtiness of man that says that he is puffed up, maybe because of money, maybe because of wealth, maybe because of all the prayers are answered, now he is well off. But that should not be the case. And we need to realize that we cannot do nothing without the grace of God, and that we do not deserve the least of his mercies. Amen.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the